The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, Salam to all of you and welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is a new episode of today's special. And of course, we open a nice and interesting and of course important topic, and that is the unity of Islamic Ummah, especially during the month of Ramadan.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
By the way, today is Wednesday, 23rd of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this moment, we listen to verse 103 of chapter Al-Imran from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون.
And hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not become divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you, when you were enemies and He brought your hearts together and you became, by His favor, brothers. And you were on the edge of a pit of the fire, and He saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses, that you may be guided.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
In this verse, the ultimate subject, which is the problem of unity and standing against any separation, is referred to. The opinions are divided among the commentators as to meaning of term Hablullah, the core of Allah. And in Islamic literature, there are also varieties of narrations about it. But there is no difference in the basic meaning of them, because the purpose of the cord of Allah is any means of connection with the pure essence of Allah, whether it be the Quran, the Prophet, or his progeny, Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله ثلاثة يذهبن النسيان ويحدثن الذكر قراءة القرآن والسواك والصيام.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi said, three things eliminate forgetfulness and incite remembrance: recitation of the Quran, brushing the teeth, and fasting.
So as I told you, today in this episode, we search more about the unity of Islamic Ummah during the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a great example of Muslim brotherhood, unity and Ummah at the same time around the world. Give or take a day or so, 1.8 billion Muslims, usually even non-practicing ones, will spend a month fasting purely for the sake of Allah. Muslims will recite or listen to the Quran throughout the month. We will give millions in zakat and sadaqah to other Muslims who are suffering around the world. We will start to end the fast with sumptuous food, but remember those who are not able to have or enjoy food. Muslims would share the pangs of hunger and thirst of those least fortunate in the Ummah, regardless of their backgrounds. It is a month in which we will restrain our anger, language, and desires. At the end of it all, we will celebrate Eid everywhere. A Ramadan no Palestinian will ever forget. For those in Gaza who survived more than 5 months of genocide, there is no food for iftar. Israel is still blocking aid from reaching the most desperate. And people are cooking grass to have something, anything to break their fast with. Babies and children are all malnourished, and dozens have already died from lack of food and clean water. Everyone in the besieged enclave lost someone, but they are not even provided with the time and space to breathe, mourn, and process their trauma. There is no mosque left undamaged and no safe place for the collective prayer. Indeed, people of Gaza are still under constant bombardment.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The month of Ramadan and the importance of strengthening unity among Muslims in the Islamic community. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the importance of Islamic unity and its relation and connection with the holy month of Ramadan. Brotherhood and fraternity is one of the best solutions for maintaining the power of the Islamic community, a strategy that brings about unity and solidarity and protects society from many spiritual and social deviations. Ramadan, as the month of descent of the divine miracle, is the best time to pay attention to this important religious lesson. Humans, due to having a social spirit, always need connection, empathy, and cooperation with their fellow human beings. In this regard, it is necessary to carefully examine and identify the criterion and standard for this unity and integrity in order to make the best use of it. Some believe that race and blood can be the best criterion for bonding. Others emphasize residence and border areas, and some experts also consider a common language to be the factor of connection between humans. The Noble Quran and Islamic teachings based on this divine book provide completely different criteria than expert opinions. The Quran considers taking race, blood, and border areas as the basis for unity and brotherhood to be contrary to the material and spiritual evolution of man and an obstacle to the real goals of human creation, and emphasizes that the only factor that can provide the ground for strengthening unity and cohesion among the people of the society and nations with each other is religious faith. When religious faith is realized in a society, the spirit of brotherhood and fraternity will be breathed into that nation, which will pave the way for comprehensive development in material and spiritual life.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
What is the essence of fasting? This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. What is the essence of fasting? To fast is to make ourselves aware of the implications of how we behave and of what we consume. Supporting the people of Palestine and the ongoing protests throughout the Arab world is consistent with this month of love, compassion, solidarity, and justice. It also means we must check what we eat to avoid the boycott product coming from occupying countries or occupied territories. How could we fast and at the same time eat dates exported by Israel, stained with the blood of so many innocent Palestinians? Fasting is awareness, commitment to justice and peaceful resistance.
We spend $2 billion annually so that we can support animals who have no shelter, animals who have no homes. Yet, we're sitting idle, not doing anything, while we witness the mass murder, an annihilation of an entire nation, while 2 million people have lost their homes. How? How can we enjoy a meal? How can we enjoy drinking water? How can we enjoy the comfort of our homes while 2 million people have become homeless? Not only that, but the Biden administration decides to gift Bibi's army a man who is addicted. This is according to his own people. He is addicted to occupation. He is addicted to genocide. We gift him with $14 billion. Instead of being agents of peace, instead of being a country that goes to that region to build schools, to build hospitals, to build roads, to build homes, we give $14 billion to fuel a war which can lead to tens of thousands of people dying.
Dear brothers and sisters, there was another episode of today's special, which is ended. Thank you for listening to this episode. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, may Allah bless all of you.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir. حليم يا عظيم يا كبير يا حفيظ يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. My brothers and sisters, in the beautiful days and nights of Ramadan, the whole month is blessing, the whole time of Ramadan, daytime, nighttime, whatever it is, it's a blessing, and we have to do good things, good deeds, good actions as much as possible, as much as we can. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam where he says, إِذَا نَزَلَتْ بِالرَّجُلْ النَّازِلَةْ أَوِ الشِدَّةْ فَلْيُسِمْ. If a man receives some trouble or he falls in some problems, in some hardships, in some issues, he should fast. So fast, basically fasting is a kind of cure, fasting is a kind of healing. Let's say I got an accident. Something happened to me or my family or my children, or all of a sudden something happened to my business or my job. They fall in some problem. Imam Sadiq salamu alayhi says, فَلْيَصُمْ. Fast, fast. When you start fasting, your spirit is going to somehow connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think about that. If you're in trouble and you fast, this fast is going to give you some solution. It's going to create some healing things for you. While you're passing through the month of Ramadan, which is like every day you're fasting, so that means you are not going to face big troubles. Okay, there's a point here which has to be mentioned, that if you're sick and doctor says you cannot fast, so please do not fast. Do something else. Do the 2 rakat prayers, do some sadaqah, do something else. Always follow the guidance of Allah. Allah says, if you are traveling or if you are sick, in this two case, you are not going to fast. While you're traveling, there's no fast, totally no fast. If you're sick and you're going to harm yourself by fasting, no, please do not fast. But if you can fast, it is good, very good. Fasting is a blessing, especially in the month of Ramadan. There's another hadith from Imam Raza alayhi salatu wasalam where he says, "Illatu sawm li'irfan mass al-ju'a wal 'atash." So when you're fasting and when you're hungering, so you can understand the true meaning of ju', the true meaning of being hungry. What is the true meaning of hungry? And what is the true meaning of being thirsty? What is thirst? You have to feel it with your entire wujud, with your entire existence. So إِلَّةُ السَّوْمِ لِعِرْفَانِ مَسِّ الْجُوِ. Understanding of jū', understanding of hungerness or hungry, and understanding of thirstiness or thirsty, it is very important. Sometimes people live in a state of wealthiness that do not feel what is hungry, what is hunger, what is thirst. They don't know that. So we should know that. different levels and states of the life. Sometimes we should be hungry, sometimes we should be thirsty. So we should know that. And that's how when we face small problems, we protect ourselves from bigger problems. إِذَا نَزَلَتْ بِالرَّجُلِ الْأَنَّازِلَةِ أَوِ الْشِدَّةِ فَلْيَسُومُ. So when you are fasting in the month of Ramadan, you continue, that means you are protected from all those hardships and problems and troubles because you are already fasting. Fasting is a cure, is a healing process for the issues comes in your life as a problems, as a shortcomings, as a issues, as a trouble, or anything which is troublemaking for you. So keep fasting yourself, keep yourself healthy with the fastings, with the blessings, and inshallah Allah grant you all of his blessings on you, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانه.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran in Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome everyone. Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine. Alright. Yes. So everyone is great and with full energy. Inshallah, today we will be working on Ayah 71, Surah Al-A'raf, on page 169 or 59? 159. Brothers and sisters, please have your Quran with you on page 159. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 71. Let's listen to a beautiful recitation of this ayah. Ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala qad waqa'a 'alaykum min rabbikum rijsun wa ghadab. أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما نزل الله بها من سلطان فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين.
Great recitation, mashallah, mashallah. This is a beautiful ayah talking about the punishment that hit the qawm or the people of Prophet Hud, right?
Yes.
So in the previous ayah, we learned that the people of Prophet Hud alayhi salam, those who were opposing, not all the people, the people, the elites who were opposing, they said, "Have you come to tell us what we worship, what that we should worship Allah alone and abandon what our fathers have been worshiping?" This is what they said. And then they said, "Then bring us what you threaten us with, should you be truthful." They asked for Allah's punishment. They said, "O Prophet Hud, if you think like you're right, and if you think like what we worship is wrong, and if you think like if we will continue worshiping this, Allah will hit us with a punishment, will punish us, bring the punishment of your God. Let's see what it is." Okay? So in this ayah, Allah says, Prophet Hud alayhi salam says, he said, "Qala qad waqa'a alaykum min rabbikum rijsu wa ghadab." Prophet Hud alayhi salam said, "There has become due against you a punishment, a wrath from your Lord." "Atujadiluna nifi asma'in sammaytumuha?" "Do you dispute with me regarding names which you have named? You have named those idols, like this is the god, blah blah god, that's the blah blah god, the god of wind, whatever." Yes? This is by a lot of different names they had given to their
idols.
"Atujadilunani fi asma'in sammaytumuha, which you have named? Antum wa aba'ukum, you and your fathers? Ma nazzalallahu biha min sultan, for which Allah has not sent down any authority." Allah Almighty has not given you any right to name this kind of idols by the name of God. Okay, this is my God, this is your God. You're not allowed to do that. You don't have the right to do that. "Fantaziru," so wait. Wait, "inni ma'akum min al-muntazirin," I too am waiting along with you to see the punishment, the severe punishment. Alright. So this ayah warns them that you will receive the punishment of Allah. Alright. We will explain it. Let's see. There are some important tajweed rules. But before we mention them, I want Ali Nasir, if he can read this ayah, recite this ayah, and we will have, inshallah, a discussion on tajweed points. Let's listen, everyone.
Yes. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال قد وقع عليكم من ربكم رجس وغضب
أحسنت
أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم
You can read from أنتم وآباؤكم
Yes
Or سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ Go on.
سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانِ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله فانتظروا
فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين
ما شاء الله Allah bless you. That was a good recitation. So, the letter Qaf, Hassan, the letter Qaf, is that a heavy letter in Arabic or a light letter?
Qaf?
Yeah, Qaf, Qaf.
It's heavy letter.
Heavy letter. So, how you pronounce it, Hussein? Do you pronounce it with an A sound or with an A sound? Wait. When we say heavy letter and light letter, what do we mean, Hussein?
Then we pronounce it with A sound or A sound.
Good job. When we say this letter is a heavy letter, we mean when you pronounce the letter, you have to open your mouth this way. A. Horizontally. Right?
Yes.
A. Like, for example, ba. Your mouth opens this way. Ba, sa, sha, da, da, ja. But when you say this is a heavy letter, you have to pronounce it and open it. While you pronounce this, you open your mouth vertically. Ah, ah, not ah, ah. Qa. You don't say qa. Gha, not gha. Sa, not sa. Right? That's the difference. So this is a heavy letter. You should pronounce it with an a sound, not an a sound. Qala qad. Qala qad. Qa, qa. So if you say qala qad, this wrong. Is wrong based on tajweed. So there are 8 letters which are heavy.
Yes.
What are those letters? Let's name them. Hmm? You remember?
Kha.
Kha. Like, for example, Akha hum Huda. Akha hum Shu'ayba. Khalidina. Huwa Allahul Khaliqul. Yeah, this is Kha. Khalaqalakum. Yes? Kha. And?
Sad.
Sad. Oh, before Sad. The letter Ra, Ra is temporary.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Hey, let's call it a heavy letter.
Yeah, Ra.
Ra'un. Miwara. Yes? So, miwara'ihim. Hijab. Sad. Salih. Salih. Or sabirin. Yes? وبشر الصابرين صابرين
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Next letter.
Dad.
Dad.
Walad.
Walad. Or, for example, you could say, Adaa lahum mashaw fih. Next letter.
Ta.
Ta. Can you make an example with Ta? Tahirin. Or for example, you could say Batana.
Tariq.
Tariq. Was-samai wa-tariq. Yes?
Yes.
And Dha.
Dha.
How do you say that in an example? Is Allah just or unjust? Fair or unfair? Fair?
Fair.
Fair. So he is not zalim. Yeah. So Allah is not zalim. Zalim. Zalimin. Or you could say zalama. Zalama. Allah. So. And 2 more letters.
Ghain.
Ghain and? Qaf. Ghafilin. Ghulam. And qaf. Qala qad waqa'a. Yes. 3 qaf we have here. So, that is about heavy letters. Pronounce them with an ah sound. So, waqa'a alaykum mim sakin plus min mim. Starts with mim. So, mim sakin plus mim. Quickly, say this.
Idgham mithlain.
Idgham mithlain. Extend the sound. عليكم من عليكم من then من نون ساكن ربكم starts with ra نون ساكن plus ra
إدغام
merge them من ربكم رج سون رج
قلقلة
echo the sound and Hussein what about رج سون وغضب
إدغام
how do you read it
Rijsun wa ghadab.
Rijsun wa ghadab. MashaAllah. Ghadab. If you make a pause here. Hassan, can I make a pause?
Yes.
Sila?
Yes.
Alright. Okay, you can make a pause. Better to make a pause or better to continue?
Better to continue.
Better to continue. Good. أتجادلونني في أسماء. Which mad is wajib? Which of the mad is wajib? And which one is choice? أتجادلونني في, this one is
جائز,
since the letter ya and hamza are in separate words. But asma, ma, alif and hamza, well, they're in the same word. That's the reason. So this is wajib. Sammaytumuha. Extend the mat sound. The meme sound, sorry. Antum. What do you do with nun? Antum.
Ikhfa.
Hide the sound. Wa aba'ukum. Again. Idgham mithlin. Ma nazzal Allahu biha min. Again. So hide it. Min sultan. Jim says you are allowed to make
pause.
A pause here. فانتظروا إني معكم من Hi, the sound. تظرين. So I will recite this ayah once. Make sure you repeat after me and let's practice. Ready?
Yes.
Everyone?
Yes.
All right. Brothers and sisters, join us, please. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قال قد وقع عليكم من ربكم رجس وغضب.
قال قد وقع عليكم من ربكم رجس وغضب.
أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم.
أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم.
سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما نزل الله بها من سلطان.
سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما نزل الله بها من سلطان.
فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين.
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 صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thanks for being with us in IRB English Radio. See you next session. Stay with us. And that's all from us for today. Wassalamu alaikum. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran.
a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Ya Mawlai بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني بين الذنب المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة
يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني And with your prayers that I hold communion with you I can benumb the pains of fear tormenting me. Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. We mentioned the reason why Imam alayhi salam says, بِذِكْرِكَ عَاشَ قَلْبِي. We talked about the importance of remembrance throughout the different verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We also mentioned the reality and spirit of all forms of worship, and it was remembrance. And we also talked about the place of remembrance, which is the heart, and its different functions. Now, we said that as the words of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam show, one of the important effects of remembrance is the life of the heart. بِذِكْرِكَ عَاشَ قَلْبِي This is the exact and explicit words of the Imam. Now, we said, we can understand from the Holy Quran and traditions of the Ahlul Bayt that man can have a life which is higher than those of plants and animals. But the point is that human life is more than the life of the animals and plants. In this regard, the Holy Quran states, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. Is he who was lifeless, then we gave him life and provided him with a light by which he walks among the people, like the one who dwells in a manifold darkness which he cannot leave? This is an important question. It can be inferred from this very verse that man can have a kind of life whose prerequisite is luminosity. So if man possesses this kind of nuraniyya, this kind of spirituality and luminosity, he is alive. Otherwise, we are not allowed to call him even human being, let alone calling him alive, even if he possesses plant and animal life.
القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
Describing some kinds of human beings, which are apparently human beings, but they do not have the life of true humans, it is stated, فالصورة صورة إنسان والقلب قلب حيوان. His shape is that of a man, but his heart is that of a beast. لا يعرف باب الهدى فيتبعه. He does not know the door of guidance to follow. ولا باب العمى فيصد عنه. He does not know the door of misguidance to avoid. فذلك ميت الأحياء. Those are living dead bodies. If you want to know who mayyitul ahya are, if you want to know who the living dead bodies are, these are the ones. In this line of dua Abu Hamza Thumali, when Imam says, بِذِكْرِكَ عَاشَ قَلْبِي, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, Imam Sajjad points to this superior life, the life whose essential element is the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Just as man will die within a short span if oxygen is not available, the heart of the believer will also die if it ceases to receive that element of life, which is the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. If it ceases to remember Allah and becomes immersed in materiality, the heart of a believer will also die. And the point is, one of the levels of life is the life of faith. And perhaps it can be said that it is the true life of man. According to the transmitted traditions, the spirit of faith, or ruh al-iman, is what we call the source of life in the believer. Now, given this spirit, So long as he has not committed a sin, he possesses a different life. But as he commits a sin, this spirit separates from him. It gets further and further away by the man committing sin. So, as the true mu'min who has committed a sin repents and returns to God, this spirit returns to him. And apart from the spirit of faith, there are other types of spirits exclusive for the prophets and awliyaullah, such as the Holy Spirit, Ruhul Qudus, possessed by the Holy Prophet of Islam and the purified Imams. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
As-salamu alayka ya Amin Allah fi ardi.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education
of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent